This is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sub, busting a move. The one, the only, the outstanding Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday gulp, gulp, gulp edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We're not driving, but we are imbibing, so let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Is a requirement. Plus one or odds or greater. Grab a ticket, slide into a seat, and hopefully enjoy a smooth ride. Lundy, you're looking for something. Maybe your ticket is misplaced. What do you like?
No. Brad, my coffee is over here. And so I need to go get it. And then come back and say hi. Let's get on the plus bus, folks. You got two college football games tonight. I'm going to play alt totals on both of them. I think we're going to see a lot of points scored in these two contests, but I'm going to alt them in order to give myself a little bit of a cushion and hopefully find this plus 102 pushing into my bank account on DraftKings. This is pretty simple. Georgia Southern and Appalachian State just sounds like the sort of thing where there's some moonshine going, Brad. Got Georgia Southern and Appalachian State. Let me the over in that one at 52.5. So I'm going to pull that down by basically a touchdown. I'm going to bring that one all the way back down. And then UTSA USF. You know, Brad, if I asked you to name two teams off the top of your head that love to give up chunk gains when they're on defense, those would be two of the ones that should be top of mind for you, because that is exactly what UTSA and USF do. So I'm going to play the over in that one as well, because I could see in this game between those two teams, you might see two or three touchdowns of like 30, 35 yards or more, just because of the big gains that these defenses managed to give up. They managed to get burned a lot, but I'm going to bring that one all the way down to 60.5. And if I do that, like I said, I basically just kept screwing with the algorithm there. A little bit, just trying to get myself into plus odds. If you want to give this just a little bit of an extra boost, you'll get yourself some extra plus odds. If you want to go ahead and add USF just on the money line, or like USF minus 6.5, they're favored by 2 touchdowns against the Roadrunners. So if you want to, you could cut that spread in half for the Bulls and then add them, and this will bump up from like plus 102. It'll get up into the plus 120s, plus 130s if you want to. But here, I'm just focused on the total.
All right, I like that one quite a bit. Let's go to Thursday Night Football, where you're going to be attendance in there in a Power Field, a mile high, as a member, a season ticket holder, and a diehard
I'm already
Broncos
drunk,
fan.
Brad. I'm already.
Well, you
I'm
should be
drunk. I mean,
yeah, good.
You thought this was coffee I was looking for.
Well, it's like 3/4 Baileys. Let's be realistic here. Tis the season for that kind of adult beverage. And tis the season for me to be betting on the anytime touchdown market tied to a former Duck. It could be a Duck-to-Duck, a connection for 6. Give me Troy Franklin in that anytime touchdown market, a plus 190. I'll roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice here at BetMGM. I think this is a tremendous value because Franklin's role inside the red zone is skyrocketing. He's got a dozen red zone targets now on the season. He scored 3 touchdowns in his last 3 games. And a guy that's off to get a looks also not just inside the 20, but inside the 10. Half of those red zone targets have come in those situations. So a lot of people say, oh, it's got to go to Cortland Sutton. He's going to be the man. Oh, maybe they're going to go to R.J. Harvey, which is a distinct possibility because he's being heavily utilized also in red zone packages. But Franklin is on the same page right now with Knicks near the chalk, and I think it's going to be more of the same. I look at Viva Las Vegas, number 23 in dropback EPA defense. They've given up nine times wide receiver touchdowns on the season, and you look at Franklin. He's leading the team with a 32.4% red zone target share. So I'll ride the hot hand. Give me Troy Franklin anytime touchdown. And you might have to swallow the worm tonight. You don't have to worry about it because you're going to be there in attendance. But this game could be a bit of a snoozer between the Broncos and the fading and selling off Raiders. So to recap, Franklin, anytime touchdown at a plus 190 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. I think it's going to be a negative game script from the get-go, provided that the Denver Broncos actually set their damn alarms. And they go off and they rise out of bed and they get a quick jolt. They're like, hey, we got to stop starting so damn slow. We don't need any mile high magic in the fourth quarter. Just take care of business and roll out of bed fired up. And if that is the case, Ashton Jeanty, the pass catcher, I think he's going to make a cameo under the prime time lines. Give me the over 17 at receiving yards, juiced up at a minus 125, but this is the best line of the business right now at BetMGM. Most of the other books are either minus 20 and a half or minus 19 and a half. Yes, I know. This is the number one most public bet entering the night, and you always got to fade the public. I'm probably going to be donating my cash to BetMGM, but the number is too damn good to resist, and I think that game script will unfold. Well, you look at the Broncos, they're number four in drop-back EPA defense. They're outstanding on the back end, even without patches or 10. I know they have some question marks there, but they looked outstanding last week without his services. Six running backs have gone over 17.5 receiving yards against him this year, as the Mile High Horses are giving up 2.6 receptions and a 31.1 yards per game rate just to the running back position. As a pass catching running back, Jeanty has done this in two games. He's averaging 26 receiving yards in his last five contests. He's run out on a route 55.3% of the snaps played, and a guy too that is running 18.3 routes per game, averaging just 6.7 yards per catch. It's gonna take three grabs, but if he gets that number, Lundy, I think he's gonna get past 20. All I need for him is get past 18, and we cash, baby, on numero cinco on the Thursday night football edition of the Fade Five. That's Ashton Jeanty over 17.5 receiving yards at a minus 125 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
Yeah, it's what the public's doing. It's what everybody's doing. They think he's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. Not a bad idea, especially if you consider the pressure and the sack totals and everything that this Broncos defense does, which means Geno Smith is going to have to get rid of it relatively quickly. That's why a lot of people are on the Brock Bowers numbers. That's the other reason why people are so heavily betting this Ashton Jeanty one as well. Get him out to the outside. Hopefully get him those yards. The thing you're going to have to pay attention to, and this is where I know how heavy the public is, but this is where the public is going to be nervous as well. The Broncos defense can tackle these fools in the backfield as well. And you got to be careful that you don't wind up with Jeanty getting over this number and then giving some yards back and then gaining some more and then giving it back because of how aggressive Vance Joseph and this defense want to be, especially because I believe they know they can get to Geno Smith. And I think Vance Joseph a couple of times is going to bring the house, which means if those linebackers stay home, keep an eye on, spy Jeanty out of the backfield, he may lose a couple of yards, but I still think there's a reason this is such a popular bet, and I will follow.
Oh, Jeanty, flash those mitts.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade Five Countdown. Let's build an SGP and get some plus money on the board. Yes, sip a little two-legger here. Give me Geno Smith to rush over 2.5 times, and I will throw in the Denver Broncos on the alt spread -5.5. So he's got to cover that number, win by 6 or more, and we cash in at a plus 120 there at BetMGM. I think Geno was going to get flushed out of the pocket early and often in this game. McCall's own number. He has gone over 2.5 rush attempts in 5 of his last 7. He's averaging 3.8 per game for the love of the gambling gods this season. Denver's allowed five quarterbacks to run at least 3 times against him this season, giving up 3.9 rush attempts per game. And again, that pocket pressure rate, they are leading the NFL in that category. dialing up the duress on 30.6% of opposing quarterback dropbacks. So put all together, same gamer, Geno Smith, over 2.5 rush attempts. And no, Neil Downs are not going to be a part of this. Again, he's going to be running for his damn life like a sharpened axe wielder and, you know, serial murderer is chasing him in the open field. And give me the Broncos a -5.5 on that alt spread. You put that together. Nice, a tidy number there at +120 at BetMGM. Numero Quattro on the Fade 5 Countdown. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, you basically cut the spread in half. It's been bouncing between 10 and 9, depending upon what book you're looking at. Geno Smith with the 2.5 rush attempts. This should wind up happening for him, even though he's not going to get a whole lot of yards, in my opinion, coming out of those. Here's the only question, Brad. Might we see Kenny Pickett? Could the Broncos potentially knock two quarterbacks out in back-to-back weeks? I'm telling you, man, this defense is aggressive, y'all. They're coming after folks. So I will follow on this one, but there's some other legs I probably would like better in an SGP than trusting Geno Smith's.
Hey, Jeff Hostetler, you better warm up, brother.
Numero Tres
here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Oh, what's that I hear? I-L-L! You see all the decor there in the background. It is basketball season. Illinois is nationally ranked. I'm quite excited. I'm quite giddy. The football team is pretty damn good as well. Likely going to win 9 games this season. So naturally, I got orange and blue pumping through the veins, and I got to get some action on a former member of that fine institution, that being Pat Bryant. Give it over 20.5 receiving yards at a -115 there at BetMGM. Lundy, he is coming off a season high 24 routes last week, and a guy that's starting to see more action as a receiver. We already know he has got the run blocking chops, and that's why he's seen a lot of snaps played within this offense. As Sean Payton was going about him during the summer and in training camp, and now his role has been steadily ramping up. A guy that's gone 22 receiving yards, 6, 40, and 20 in his last four. So he's cashing over in two of his last four games, average 11.8 yards per catch. All we need are two grabs, and I think he's going to get there, assuming it's the average. I know he's only averaging 6.2 yards per target, but he is a slick after-catch producer. I saw it on every single snap of his Illinois career, and especially last season. Look at Viva Las Vegas, number 8 in most wide receiver yards allowed this season. 24 WRs have gone for at least blackjack against them this year, and they're also giving up oodles of yards to slot wide receivers, and that's where Pat Bryant primarily lines up. So again, give me Pat Bryant over 20.5 receiving yards, -115 at BetMGM. A little bias bleeding through, but Lundy, fade or follow?
You know what I wish there was a line for? I want to be able to bet on Pat Bryant to have at least two catches on third down. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that is what this dude does. That is what he does. It's what he did at Illinois. And it's what he's doing for the Broncos right now. He is Mr. Efficient. He is Mr. Clutch. If it's 3rd and 6, he's going to get you 8. It's just like he is so perfectly suited for what Bo Nix needs when this team finds themselves in 3rd and medium yardage. Pat Bryant has very good field awareness. He knows where to get. He knows where the sticks are. And I think that is why you don't see these massive numbers, if you will. Like, you're not looking at an over-under of 35, 40, 42 like you are with a Troy Franklin or somebody like that. But what Pat Bryant does is he goes out there on the field, he runs the routes, and he does them exactly when this team needs them. He's a great addition, and I got to give you credit because the day that the Broncos drafted him, you texted me like 2 minutes later and said, dude, you guys are going to love this guy.
Yep. Yeah, indeed. I saw every single snap of his college career. The guy's a stud. His role is only to continue to grow. And again, he is a supreme run blocker. And that's what Sean Payton really loves about him. He's got a complete game, and he's adding branches to the route tree as well. Hey, you want to potentially add some units to your bank account? I suggest fading Living Daylights out of me and all of my bets. Where? At thegamingjuice.com. You jackals. It's 100% free. Lundy's always free and transparent. Spreadsheet lives there. If you love dropping the puck and making some bucks, check out his NHL selections every single stinking day this time of year. College basketball, I added it to the spreadsheet tab. They're up and rocking and rolling. I'm already up over 5 units in that sport on the very young year. We're only like 3 days in. I got all of my picks populating ahead of week 10 of the player props mark in the NFL as well. I'll have some college football later on this week. Speaking of college football, the college football forecast from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson is live on thegamingjuice.com. All of their sports betting thoughts. Had another action-packed weekend in that sport. You can also read My Fantasy Flames, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end live on the side. You can check out my rankings. I'm always tweaking for fantasy football as well, live and free on thegamingjuice.com. Check out Betalytics and all of their player projections, including fantasy points and some other specific categories depending upon the position. I don't charge you a penny or a cent. You can ask me a question as well. Go there right now. You have no flipping excuse. Check it out. TheGamingJuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Everybody and their great-grandmother is on Brock Bowers to have a big game, likely because of the negative game script and the fact, too, that Jakobi Meyers is now in Duval as a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. But a bracket coverage could be a thing. They could probably maybe put him in a bit of advice. So that could spring open some opportunities for this guy, Trey Tucker. The speedster, I think, is going to go for at least 5 receptions. Ooh, look at that juice. It's sexy at plus 135 there at BetMGM. Ewan Meyers on the field. He has done this in 2 of his last 3 games. And again, Denver is number 4 in dropback EPA defense. But probably going to see a lot of Barron there in coverage, who is number 99 in pass coverage grade, according to Pro Football Focus. The Broncos, believe it or not, have allowed the 8th most wide receiver receptions this year, and a number of guys have gotten to 5 or more as a result. I know Tucker's only averaging 5.6 targets per game, but I think that's got a spike, and this could be like a 7-9 target kind of night. He is number 4 in average yards of separation per target, so he gets that separation. And again, he's got some pretty sure hands. He's built a nice rapport and chemistry with Geno Smith. So numero dos on the Fade 5 Countdown. Give me Trey Tucker 5 or more receptions, plus 135 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I will fade only because I am a bigger fan of this number at 4 and making it a part of an SGP. I think he's got a really, really good shot of hitting 5, and I understand what he has done. I understand the Broncos don't have Pat Surtain, but I think you're getting sucked in by the plus 135. I think this is a great leg. And in fact, I'm going to give you Trey Tucker in an SGP coming up in bonus time, but I think you're getting pulled in by that plus 135. I would rather back it down to the 4 and be a little bit more comfortable, pair it up with something else that I like, make it a part of an SGP that's got some low thresholds.
Yeah, truth be told, I grabbed it at an open on the over on 3.5 receptions at even money. And then the Meyers trade happened, and that went bye-bye. It disappeared. So the only value I see, 5 plus at plus 135. I'm dumb. You should probably fade me.
Number 1.
Numero uno here, the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. We got to get some action on the former SMU Mustang. Let's ride, baby. Giddy up on Cortland Sutton, 60-plus receiving yards at a plus 100 at a soon-to-be-defunct ESPN bet. Making some news Thursday morning here in the sports betting world. But I took advantage of this. I actually grabbed it early week of DraftKings. It was a plus 124 because the standard line has steadily crept up all week. It opened at, I think, 52.5 or 53.5. It is now at most books either 58.5 or 59.5. So you can find anything at 60 plus a plus money. Take advantage before that evaporates into thin air. Again, Vegas, they're not defending worth a damn on the back end. Number 23 in dropback EPA defense. They've allowed six wide receivers to reach at least the 60-yard mark against them. They've given up the eighth most WR yards on the year. Going to see a lot of Porter in coverage, who's number 68 in pass coverage grade, according to PFF. And you look at Sutton, he has done this a half dozen times this season, netting seven flat targets per game. He's number 11 in total air yards, number 21 in total yak, number 28 in yards per route run. Hell, he can get nearly half of this on an OCC. Yeah, you know me. A one catch. It won't be quite a cash, but maybe it will push us over the top on a second grab. So put it all together. Love me some Courtland Sutton tonight. Give me the over. 60-plus receiving yards at a plus 100 at ESPN Bet. Landy, numero uno on the countdown. Fade or follow.
Yeah, if you got any money in your ESPN account, better figure out what to do with it. That was wild this morning.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm overly surprised, but at the same time, it was pretty wild to see. Last season, two games for Court against the Las Vegas Raiders, averaged 64.5. He had a buck 29 combined last year against the Raiders. He's going to hit the 60 mark. Taking this at even money is nice to be able to do. As much as we talk about Troy Franklin, as much as we talk about Pat Bryant, as much as we see RJ Harvey catching the ball out of the backfield, at the end of the day, he is still WR1 in the Mile High City, and Bo Nix knows that he can count on him. So look for Courtland Sutton to step it up in the home contest tonight under the primetime lights. He does well at home. He likes to play off of the crowd. So you put all of that together. Like you said, his number this week opened at 53.5, which was just criminal. And that's the reason why it's crept up the way that it has. Play him at the 60 instead. Take it at the even money. Great spot at number one here on the Fade 5.
All right, hey, let's get some more bets on the board, shall we? It's Buddhist time, Buddhist time. Lundy, it's a wonderful confluence of sports this time of the year. November really underrated, in my estimation, with all the action that is available. We got the NHL, your favorite sport and your specialty, well underway. The NBA is already starting getting, 7, 8, 9 games deep into the season. We got the NFL here marching toward the end of the regular season. College basketball, that is up and running as well. So a whole lot to choose from there, mi amigo. What else do you have?
We got a few different things we can do. Looking at the ice tonight, let me just give you two quick ones. I'll put some more up on the spreadsheet, but in the interest of time, I know most of you have Thursday Night Football on the brain, so do I, as I get ready for the Broncos as well. But let me give you a couple of quick ones. First and foremost, going to the battle between New Jersey and Montreal, the Canadiens and the Devils. This is a simple one. We're going to play some Sogs here, Brad. Get ready. Give me Nick Suzuki to have at least two shots on goal. Give me Jack Hughes of the Devils to have at least three. That's all I need. Two out of Nick, three out of Jack. If we put those two together, it's a simple one. It's a plus 106 at DraftKings, which I really like. If you want to go one step further with those two guys, they both lead their teams in points so far this season. So if you take those same Sogs and then you add Jack Hughes to have a point and Nick Suzuki to have a point, it actually turns it into a four-leg SGP, and it jacks it all the way up to plus 240. So you can look at that almost like an escalator. Start with the Sogs, add the points, and I think you'll be just fine in both of those. So I would definitely roll in that with two different same-game parlays. Again, that one being played in New Jersey. Just a straight money line that I like tonight. Nashville is minus 122 on the money line at home against the Philadelphia Flyers. Why do I like that? Because I don't like giving up the juice. I think Nashville should be like minus 150. I think they should be much heavier favored against Philadelphia here at home at Bridgestone Arena there on Broadway. So as much as I don't like to give up a minus 122, something like that, I've got to take the value here because I think Nashville should be even more favored than that. So I think we're getting some value. I'm going to play them just straight on the money line at the minus 122. Back to Thursday Night Football we go. We did this last week and it cashed And Brad, I know you followed me, and so you cashed as well. I'm going right back to the well. Give me RJ Harvey for another anytime touchdown at plus 220. You like yourself some Troy Franklin. I love what they're doing with RJ Harvey, because as much as they're getting Troy Franklin involved red zone, trying to make him a target, he's taller than people think. RJ Harvey, they're getting creative as well. For all of the offseason talk about the Joker role that apparently Evan Engram was supposed to have, it's RJ Harvey. That's the guy yep. that Sean Payton is using as the Joker. So last week we got him at plus 370 for an anytime touchdowns, and the odds makers are like, no, Nate, we're not giving that to you again. They backed him down to a plus 220, but I will still play that one as well. You already stole my thunder with Cortland Sutton, so definitely jump on that one, folks. Two more that I've got for you. SGP, this is all receiving yards. I told you we were going back to Trey Tucker here. Give me Cortland to have 40 or more. Give me Trey Tucker to have 25 or more. Give me Troy Franklin to have 25 or more. Straight up receiving yards, 40, 25, 25. Court, Trey Tucker, Troy Franklin. That's plus 114 over at DraftKings. And then, Brad, let's go all Bo all the time. I love the plus odds on this. Brad, give me Bo Nix to have at least 200 yards passing, and give me Bo Nix to have at least 15 yards on the ground. That's all I need. 200 through the air, 15 on the ground, plus 118.
Wow.
How the hell am I getting that good of plus odds out of that one? And hell, folks, you want a few extra points, add in, you know, Denver on the money line or something like that. I don't care. But all Bo all the time at plus 118? Shit. Take my money, because I'm going to have you give it right back to me. Speaking of giving it right back, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Bo makes you bank. I absolutely love that parlay. Excellent call there. I can't believe that's plus 118. You're pulling wool over the eyes of the odds makers. All right, little team away. Bo's parlay play to start off my bonus time action. Same game parlay. Not going to give you a whole lot of reasons here. I'm going to hit the line down. Denver -2.5. They should go out. Honestly, they probably should cover the standard line, but I'm a fraidy cat. Leg numero dos. Give me Brock Bowers. All I need is 3 receptions. He'll get that. He's probably going to see anywhere between 8 to 11 targets in this game. Leg numero tres, I'll take Cortland Sutton down from the 58.5 to just 40-plus receiving yards. I already mentioned the reasons why I love it. And again, me J.K. Dobbins, 12-plus rush attempts. So let's correlate, synergize, bring it all together. If I believe Denver's going to win, and they may win in convincing fashion, who's going to salt away the clock late? It's going to be J.K. Dobbins. I think he's going to get at least to that number, which I think he's hit in like 6 or 7 straight games. So, again, a recap. Same gamer, Broncos -2.5. Bowers, 3-plus catches. Sutton, 40-plus yards. J.K. Dobbins, 12-plus rush attempts, plus 138. And the soon-to-be close of the doors, ESPN Bet is where it's billed at. So go ahead and get that, and hopefully you win, and then pull your money out ASAP there at that locale. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, love your call, RG Harvey, anytime touchdown. I will again tell you on that, and here is a complete degenerate bet. Trey Tucker, dude's got wheels, right? And the only way the Raiders are going to be competitive in this game is if they can uncork with success down the field. So maybe they're going to establish him early. The race to 20 receiving yards, I mean, he's got to be the first guy, no matter the position, to get to 20 receiving yards, is plus 660 at DraftKings. Sprinkle a little action on it. It's craptastic. It's a bullshit bet, but why the hell not? Let's let it ride and see if it comes through. So again, Trey Tucker, race to 20 at plus 660. All right, that's my last bet on Thursday Night Football. In the NBA, we only got one game tonight. The Clippers taking on the Suns. I'm going to go with Zubac on the over, not on rebounds, not on points, not on the double-double mark, any of that stuff. Over 2.5 assists, believe it or not, against the PHX at a minus 103 at DraftKings. He's done this in 4 or 7 games this season, and one of those 4 games he did it in was against the same opponent he's going to see tonight in Phoenix. They clashed in late October, so that was on October 24th. He had 4 assists in that one. Phoenix has given up the 6th most opponent assists per game at 27.8. So Zubac, the disher, I think is going to show up tonight I just need three dimes dropped and I cash in at a light juice there to minus 103 again, booked at DraftKings. And college basketball, not a great slate. We're all waiting for Kansas and North Carolina on Friday. But Merrimack, I'm going to roll with them plus 26 and a half against Auburn. Lundy, I don't know if you saw Auburn's first game. I watched the late part of it, saw the overtime. Yeah, they went to an extra session with Bethune-Cookman, a school I often make fun of on this broadcast. They were for real in that game. They shot over 52% from three against the Tigers, who are nationally ranked because of the brand name. But, of course, Bruce Pearl down behind a desk, no longer there, barking orders on the sideline. I could see the team not making the tournament, quite frankly, this year. They lost a lot of important players on that very talented squad that made a deep run in the NCAA tournament last year. 26 and a half points is just way too many. You look at Evan Mia, you look at Torvik, you look at Kempom. They all got this between 21 to 23 points, and it's 26 and a half. You might say, oh, yeah, recency bias, it's a hell of a drug. Auburn, they woke up. They're going to come out, and they're going to be dunking all over Merrimack. They could still dunk all over him, but I don't think they're going to win by 27 or more. So I will take Merrimack at plus 26 and a half at a minus 110. Book that one there at BetMGM. All right, we're out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly go ahead and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, follow us or fade us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to betalytics.com and sign up with promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off their awesome projections. Catch me tonight with Pat Boyle on BetMGM tonight from 7-11 p.m. Eastern across iHeart and Odyssey stations. I'm going to be sweating out these bets live. It's always a roller coaster on Thursdays. And until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Lundy, go grab yourself another beverage. Enjoy the game. Peace.